Hello, everyone. It's time for another edition of Adventures in Careerland. Adriano Magnifico. I am the Career Development Lead at the Louis Riel Arts and Technology Center. And we are beginning a momentous time. It is season number 9, episode number 1. And we're in the mid-90s. We haven't quite figured all that out yet, but we're in the 90s of the episodes. Crackerjack team putting that together, getting the correct number. But how exciting is that? We've done this for over 90 times. That's an amazing thing. And what are we? We are about adventures. And the stories that people tell and their trials and tribulations and the decisions they make and how they figure it out. And we're always appreciative of everyone who comes in. We have over 90 guests who have told their stories. And this podcast gets played to a lot of people who need a little inspiration for who they are, what's important to them, what they want to do, and why they make choices for their career pathing. Now, we're broadcasting from the Louis Riel Arts and Technology Center podcast media program. And it's one of the 13 programs here. It includes applied business management, automotive technology, baking, broadcast media, which is what we're sitting in right now, the beautiful podcast studio, building trades, culinary arts, early childhood educator, electrical trades, aesthetics, hairstyling, information systems, new media design, and the plumbing trades. So a high school student can come into this space and get some real skill development to augment that high school education. We get a few post-secondary students who come into this space, but those high school students, when they get to come in, their big advantage is it doesn't cost them anything to do it. So, great opportunity for high school students, and I'm always, always blessed and happy to work with some of these high school students as my co-host. That is Andre Poirier, and he is from the broadcast media program. Andre, how are you today?
Doing absolutely wonderful. I woke up this morning, got in my car, and saw a dog wearing boots walking through Lorette. It was the funniest thing, and it made my morning. It made my drive very nice.
Why was the dog wearing boots?
I'm not sure.
Stylish?
It beats me. If I was the dog, I'd definitely want to wear boots. It'd be a lot more comfortable.
I guess in Quebec they do that. Have you ever been in Quebec?
No, I haven't.
I was always impressed when I went to school in Quebec for a little bit. Jonquière, Quebec. And I remember people would dress up just to go to the dépanneur, the grocery store. And I thought, this is an amazing place. People like to dress up.
So people are dressing their dogs up. Tout le temps.
À la mode. Très à la mode.
À la mode.
I said it wrong. À la mode. Very good. And you know what? We have a special surprise for you today because we have a new co-host. And we are happy to have her. She's from the Applied Business Management Program, one of the 13 programs in this collection, Ashley K. Cabaltican.
Hi. Hello, everyone. I'm Ashley.
And Ashley, tell us what you... How are you doing? Tell us why you chose... I asked... We need a new person here. I asked Ashley if she wanted to do it. Why did you choose to do this? I love it.
I personally like... listening to podcasts every morning. Actually, I would listen to this like one podcast who would like say a lot of encouraging stuff, so I was like, it would be fun to try doing a podcast myself, but like, you know, career version. And I know like I would learn a lot more on this podcast too with the guests that we have in the future as well.
Wow, that was a great answer, Andre. I don't know, I think you might be out of work.
Oh, man. Am I fired?
Bye, Andre.
No, she's good. And I've worked with Ashley. Ashley's a hardworking student. She's one of the bright lights of this entire building. So what a privilege to have you here, and I appreciate you doing this. She'll be with us in season number 9, right till the end. So this is a great, great thing for the podcast. So super happy to have both of you, as always. Andre, the veteran. Ashley, the rookie. This is good. Sounds like a bad sitcom. Anyway, so you've started the second semester. I'll ask two of you very quickly. You've started the second semester. You're very experienced. You're in the second half of your program.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you hope to get out of the program now in the second half? You know what the first half was like, right? What am I getting into? You left your high school world. You're wondering about it. Now you're into it. Were you happy with the choice? And now what do you want to get out of this second semester? Mm. Ashley, you start us off.
Okay, yeah. I think personally, like for the first half, it was just like me adjusting. So like, you know, learning the environment and the subjects that we do, and also the internships. The internship was like a good stepping stone for me in my career as well. And for the second half of the semester, I would just like to make the most out of it, honestly, and like learn more and give myself some more opportunities to take and just like, you know, maximize them as well. So,
well, that doesn't matter. All that stuff doesn't matter. You're going to see Taylor Swift on November
14th. Oh, yeah, I am.
She's a Swiftie. Yes. And she's going to see Taylor Swift in Toronto.
I'll be out on...
What are you doing on that November 14th?
November 14th.
What am I doing November 14th?
You're helping out with the CAPS event, the Career and Post-Secondary Symposium, right?
I know. But I'll be out that.
Yeah, the rest of it doesn't matter. You're going to see Taylor Swift. That's all that matters in this semester.
So I guess.
So how about you, Andre? What do you want to get out of this second semester?
A job.
Really? You're looking for a job?
I'm looking for a job after I graduate here. So I don't know. No. Or a job, or knowing what I want to do for a job.
Oh, it's going to be hard. But are you convinced that it's going to be in the broadcast media realm?
Oh, definitely. If anything, I want to do sports streaming. I've really enjoyed all the sports streams we've done. And I feel, you know, getting behind the camera, doing the graphics, either one of them, I'd be happy doing for a living.
Well, that's awesome. But it sounds like you feel like you're in the right place, both of you?
Yeah, I am. I do think I'm in the right place. I'm really glad that I took on this program as well. It like aligned everything, honestly, in my life.
I know I'm in the right place because I'm sitting here on the Adventures in Career Land podcast as the co-host.
Good answer, and that's the end of the podcast. Thank you very much. There's nothing more to say. Thank you, Andre.
Cue the intro, Andre.
Andre's become my minion. He says what I need him to say.
Yeah.
All the time.
Probably.
So, Ashley, you can be a little more controversial if you like. Andre will just mimic whatever I say and just smile happily. So,
yeah. You
know, yes, sir.
Perfect. Perfect. He's my Pavlovian dog, and I'm happy to have him here. All right. We have a special guest today.
We do?
We do have a very special guest.
Special guest.
And this is a student. I shouldn't say student. This person is working gamefully out in the economy right now, but he's a former student from last year from the New Media Design Program. We don't usually get students from there, but we have one here now. We're lucky to have them now. I'm always looking for them. And this is Serhai Pashenko. How are you, sir?
Hello. Good, good. It's me. Thank you for having me here.
I'm super happy to have you. Now, I don't know if you noticed Serhai's excellent accent. He is from a far-off land. Tell us where you're from. Tell us a bit about your story of coming to Canada.
Okay, I'm from Ukraine, and I came here because of the war in Ukraine. As everyone knows, Russia invaded Ukraine, and then I came here under the QED program that Canada created to help Ukrainians to settle down here in Canada. So that's what I'm doing here, trying to settle down.
So is this now the permanent spot for you?
For now, definitely yes. I don't know about the future. Maybe I'd like to move to another place. But for now, I'm enjoying Canada. So, yeah.
How are you enjoying Canada? Like, how was the change? How did that feel to you?
I mean, I see lots of opportunities here, especially in learning languages. Here is lots of people from different places. And also, it was always my dream to learn English, and I'm still learning that. So you can definitely hear that I still do some mistakes in pronunciation, in my grammar. And
yeah, you're pretty good. I'm telling you, you're pretty good.
Thank you. Because I work hard on that. So yeah, and also you can definitely earn more money than in Ukraine. And another thing would be probably education. Education is different here, and I think it's better here than in Ukraine. In some cases, it's a bit lighter than in Ukraine, but I think that's just right, because in Ukraine they usually try to put in your mind like everything. You go to school and you have like 6 to 7 classes a day, sometimes even 8. and you have to take all the classes, all like everything, biology, geography, you're taking everything. If you don't take it, you can't graduate. So
you have to take chemistry and physics?
Yes, absolutely.
And all the courses. Like every student's got to take all this stuff.
Yes, and you have to be excellent at that.
Yeah, but what if you're not good at physics? Like some people in Canada say, I'm not good at math, I'm not good at physics, so they can choose other options in the arts, for example. That's not available in the Ukraine.
It's not available. You're also taking arts.
But think about it, that massive education they're jamming into you is to make you well-rounded, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something like that, but sometimes it's...
sounds like that.
Like a jack of all trades.
It's not really helping people. Sometimes it scares them.
Yes.
For me, I'd say it was fine because I know everything a little bit, but I'm still bad. For instance, in history, I didn't like it, but I learned something. I wouldn't take it here. I would mostly learn math and probably languages, but not history.
Yeah, I was kind of like relating to his story, because in the Philippines as well, we would take all of these subjects everybody had to take them, like we had no choice.
So everything, the difference in Canada is all the choice you have? Is that one of the big differences?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I could say that. And like in the Philippines as well, we would do every subject in one classroom. And then the teachers would, of course, would be different. But then we're all in one classroom, stuck in there for the whole day. And I think we just had to like... go through that. Like we had no choice in like, you know, backing out or something, or like dropping out the class.
In the Ukraine or the Philippines then, is there any point in your high school life where you get to diverge off and choose something that's different than everybody else?
I think it would be clubs maybe.
Or no courses? Like everybody right to grade 12 has to take all that stuff?
Yeah.
Does it go to grade 12 in both countries?
Yes. Yeah, I think so too. Yeah.
So you have to take it all right to grade 12.
Yes. Sometimes you can only choose between what languages you want to use. Usually you have to learn English mandatory, and then you can choose between German and French.
Yeah, I guess in the Philippines, though, after grade 10, you're going to separate from grade 11 and 12, right? So that's senior high school. And then we would pick different strands. So I think in here, like, it's similar for ATC. So, like, we would pick our own programs. So then for those grade 11 and 12, like, those 2 years, we would only focus on that program. So that's kind of where it separates it.
But the ATC in Canada is a...
it's, like, way different.
It's a rare thing, though.
Yeah,
it's the rare student who comes into that. So, Sirhai, when you came here, you were in Windsor Park Collegiate, right? You started at Windsor Park. So you're a grad from Windsor Park Collegiate and a grad from ATC.
Yes.
Windsor Park, if you just finished at Windsor Park, it would have been kind of a large generic education. So why did you step off the Windsor Park path and come here?
To get something else. To get more different certificates.
Is that what you're looking for?
Yes.
Like, did the new media design meet your need?
I'd say yes, because I love design, I love coding, I like everything about that. I love working on computer. Doesn't really matter what I do. If it's something with computer, I like it. It's lots of fun.
Well, and I saw your skill set right away. I asked you to do some stuff for me for my career in post-secondary symposium. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember
that. You made
that.
The poster. I asked you to do things, and you picked up Illustrator quickly, right?
Yeah, that was easy for me because I used to use Illustrator way before I came in Canada, way before that. So
when you say back in your schools, I always find this fascinating.
Yeah.
They were working you way harder.
Yep.
And when you come here, you have so much more skill, academic skill, than the average student. Would you say that?
I would say that, yeah.
Okay, because I find that with most kids from India who come here and look at our math sometime, they've spoken to me and said, you know what, I took this, they're in grade 11, I took this in grade 9.
Most cases that was... yeah, that's possible, because like when I came here last year as well and I took pre-cal 30S, I learned all of that when I was like either grade 9 or 10, so it was kind of advanced. It was advanced, so.
Okay.
But it's just working you harder, and then now you know more.
Yeah.
But with that, do you feel like you sacrificed a lot when of your childhood?
Honestly, I don't think so, because, like, I guess in the Philippines, we were just, like, you know, like, taught that, oh, it's this way, so then you have to work harder for that, and that, like, there's also, like, this, pressure coming in from you that, oh, since it's this way, I have to, like, work harder and, you know, just be better on that. So that's why when I came here, like, I do have to work harder, yes, but also, like, I know more, so then I could, like, apply to that.
Wow.
Even better.
Well, Sirha, your experience is different, though.
Like, yeah.
You've come from a war-torn land.
Yeah.
Like, how has this affected, and again, feel as free to talk about this as you like and or not, but how has this affected your mindset?
That's a good question. I can't probably answer that question because...
No, that's
because
okay.
It's affected me, and yes. That's how it is.
Yes.
And...
It's kind of broken things apart. We chatted yesterday, like, you have so many friends that have all left, and they're in all parts of the world.
Yeah.
Right? So it's fragmented you all. What's the effect of all that on you?
I accepted that as is, and mm-hmm. I probably changed my mind very quickly. Like, I can't do anything about that.
Yes.
People are all my friends scattered around the world, and I just have to make new friends. That's it.
And keep the old ones.
Exactly. Right? I still can chat with them, but
do you still Zoom them and talk to them and all that kind of thing? Your old buddies from the Ukraine?
Rarely.
Oh, awesome.
Only with the ones that I can actually meet soon, like the ones who moved to Canada too, but to other provinces. Like, I chat with them more often with the people who are in Germany or Italy, because I can meet them.
And you got to learn the Italian language.
Yeah.
And then I take you for a nice cappuccino.
Yeah.
Prosciutto.
But I know only bad words in Italian.
And a nice cappuccino.
Well, that's good. I can't really say
that's
that.
Good. I'll teach you all the bad words.
Oh, I think I already know them.
Oh, that's very good. I think. Good for you.
So you talk to the ones that are closer to you. Is that
yes.
Because... when you were younger, you'd always talk to your friends in person, you know, at school, you go out and with them, you rarely talk to them, you know, back in Ukraine, you rarely talk to them over the phone, over text, right?
Yeah.
So now that they're across the world, it feels weird to try and message them and call them.
I wouldn't say that it feels weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say just, I don't want to offend them.
That's okay.
But anyway, but it just we can spend hours chatting, but we'll not meet tomorrow, the next month or the next year, so there is no point to do that
right.
at that moment. But maybe once I decide to go to Italy, I might chat my friend, "Hey, I'm going to Italy.
Yes.
How
yes.
about to meet, to talk?" Because I don't really like this internet way of communication. Like, I'd rather go and talk with
attaboy.
With someone in person.
That's the way to do it. And you're a computer person. You say, "I'm all computer," yeah. but you love the personal feel, right?
Yeah, but I used to sit in my room a lot and talk on Discord only, but yes. then I realized that it's boring.
Mm-hmm. And about that, like, now, okay, a bit off topic now, but now that you're here in Manitoba, Canada, what are you doing for work? Like, tell me sort of your work routine, what you're doing.
So I work at Shape Industries, and what I do there is I make production drawings for the plant so that they can build what our customer requires us to build. So essentially I get overall design, like with overall dimensions of the product that we have to build. And then I construct it from inside and make a technical drawing for each part that has to be produced on our plant so that the guys can build that. Also, I sometimes might need to create some programs for machines, CNC machines, to to create that part, like laser cutting machine or even milling machine. I haven't done that, but I think if I learn it a little bit, I can do that, but there is just no need. We have guys at our plant who take care of it, but I can definitely make a program for laser cutting and etching. So, I actually, back in Ukraine, I used to work as a CNC operator. I used to work with a fiber laser machine that engraves different pictures, vectors into metal. It's not necessarily metal, like any surface, but mostly metal, because you can get different colors, because you can control temperature of that laser and blah, 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 or technical stuff that...
Well, that's cool. But you know what you were using in junior... I work with some junior achievement teams. We use CNC machines to make all kinds of logos and designs on wood, laser print, all kinds of things. Are these the skills of the 21st century? And when you were using them, I want you to think about this. How old were you back in the Ukraine? You're like, what, 12 or 13 doing this?
around 16 or something. Okay. Actually, I learned how to draw technical drawings and work with CAD when I was 14, something like that. Because my father, he started off his business with his friend. His friend actually started that business way earlier, and my father just like, okay, how about to open another place with the same stuff, like laser cutting? Mm-hmm. And he opened with him another branch in another city in Ukraine. And then I realized, whoa, that's cool. Therefore, my father has a machine that can cut metal. So why don't I learn how to make a drawing and cut it? Yeah, it's like, you know, everyone has a printer and everyone knows how to use Word. Now I had a laser machine, not me, but our family, essentially, and why don't I learn how to use that if I need something to cut?
It's just like a more advanced Word document.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just, you know, it's just application that you learn and then you use that.
Yes. So is the whole family with you now in Canada, in Winnipeg?
No, okay. It's only me and my sister and my sister's family. So
okay, so mom and dad are still back there?
Yeah, they're still back.
What's the plan? Are they coming, or are they? What do they want to do?
My father tried to come here, but because of the law in Ukraine that you can't leave if you have to serve in military, if you don't have some special paper, I'm not sure what this is, but that can let you go, but. Okay. Otherwise, you have to go and serve.
Okay.
So my father can't leave, and my mother just doesn't want to.
Okay. All right. So that's disjointed. How do you feel being away from mom and dad? My mom and dad were everything to me when I was a kid.
Well, again, I'm trying to accept everything as is. Sometimes it's hard, but I changed my mind very quickly, and I was like, okay, I can't do anything about that.
Yes.
Why would I suffer about that? Like, suffering is not good for you. I just have to move on, work, and someday I'll definitely meet them.
Right on. You're a strong kid. You're a strong young man, Sarah.
I can tell.
Absolutely. So I'm thinking of the job you have, all the AutoCAD. Mm-hmm. Did the new media design help build your skills so that you could apply for the job? What was the application for you like? How did you know the job was available when you applied? What was the interview like? How did you feel?
So actually, I went there for an interview way before I started work there. And I told them everything that I know, a little bit of CAD. I used to work in Ukraine on the similar plant. And then my boss asked me, okay, when can you start?
Is that right?
Yeah.
So are you saying the skill you have is in great demand? Do you think?
Honestly, I don't know.
You don't know. No, that's okay. I think the skills you have are in demand. I think in production, like you are the modern day manufacturer. You know what I'm saying? You're not sitting by a machine putting things together. You're drawing them so that people can do that. And
yes.
those are that's an important skill set now to have. Did the new media design help build that in you? Did it give you a little skill set to help you with your interview skills or help you with your story? You also did the Lean Canvas. Do you remember that? The Lean Career Design Canvas. Did that help you get some of the parts of your story together?
Probably. I'd say that this, your program, Lean program, it is definitely good for you to prepare for interviews because that teaches you how to construct your ideas, to construct yourself as a worker and explain what you can do and connect all that into one interview, I'd say. So that was definitely helpful. I can't really say poster that we did, not poster, how did you call
the
it?
Canva.
It didn't really help me to figure out what I want to do because it's kind of complicated. And
Yours is a mess. Yours is a messy life.
Yeah, like 3 or even 5 canvas are not going to help. But I was doing that because I understood that it'll definitely help me in other ways.
And down the road, the purpose of the canvas is not to instruct. The purpose is to help you see the big picture of your life and the things you've done. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's never meant, in the end, it's all about you. The canvas will not tell you what you should do. The canvas will simply identify pieces to help you connect them. And so that takes time and it doesn't happen. The canvas is a lifelong thing. Do you know what I mean? It's not something you will immediately decide, but it's helped you construct the stories of yourself at this moment and what's important. And in a year, these stories will all change.
Right.
And different pieces will change. And the canvas moves metaphorically on in your life. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. But yours is good. I really enjoyed your presentation last year. That was good. Because you have to present to your peers when you do that canvas, right?
Yeah.
And I thought you started telling your story. And when you tell your story, you build confidence in talking about yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Pretty cool. Hey, tell us quickly. You told me that you're feeling more like a Canadian every day. Yesterday.
Yes, okay. I said that.
Do you have the maple syrup bottle?
I have that, actually. I have.
Really?
Yeah.
Everyday Tim's.
Everyday Tim's?
Yeah, well, there's lots of Canadians. I love that. Exactly right. In fact, what I do in our front yard with my neighbors is we sap our maple trees. We actually have maple syrup we create from our yards.
Oh, that's cool.
It's nuts, but that's Canadian, right?
Well, heck yeah, bud. Got that maple syrup in your yardy.
That's right. we use maple syrup. And we have it. I put on my pancakes. Put my last maple syrup on our pancakes the other day. Anyway, from the yard. Amazing, eh?
Beautiful, eh?
Absolutely,
eh? You said you feel more like a Canadian. You're an outsider coming to Canada. What do you think a Canadian is? Like, if you feel more like one, you come from a space where, like when I go to Italy, for example, I know I've lived in Italy. I know what Italians are. I know what they're like. I know how they act and behave. I come to Canada, I'm in a different world. So, in your mind of being outside of that world, and now you're in it, and you feel like you're more Canadian every day, what is a Canadian to you?
I feel like it's going to Tim Hortons every day, eh? And taking a double-double, eh?
Riding your moose?
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
Are there some, I love that. That's obvious, right?
True.
Everybody knows that. But are there some values or attributes about Canadians that you think are unique to Canada?
Definitely. I'd say definitely. Like, people are more respectful to each other. Like, they're always say, hello, how are you? Even though sometimes they don't care, or maybe most of the time they don't care how you're actually doing. But that makes you feel better when they ask you, how are you doing? Even though they don't care.
Do you notice, like, a lot of Canadians say sorry all the time?
I like that too.
Well, sorry, bud. I have a story about that. When I was in Germany, I was at an event and I go to try to go to the bathroom and I almost bump into someone and I go, oh, Entschuldigung. And then they go, for was? Like, oh, I'm sorry. They go, for what? And then I stop there and I think, for what? I thought to myself, wow, we really do say sorry for a lot of things. Well,
and they're looking at you like, this guy's apologizing for nothing. Is he lost his mind? But that's, we do that. We say sorry all the time. Sorry. We'll brush by somebody. Sorry.
Oh, sorry, bud.
Right.
Yeah. But this is actually good because sometimes in Ukraine, people just don't have those skills of small talk. But I think they're necessary, like for humans and for everything.
For humans. I think that's good.
Yeah, I could totally like relate to like Canadians being much more friendly and like engaging in small talk. Because like I know I've noticed that, you know, like the Canadians that I've met are essentially much more kinder and like, you know, they would engage in these like small talks. And like I know in the Philippines, like Filipinos are also like, you know, very welcoming and very friendly, but like when I went here it was like a different kind of like environment as well, interacting with the people here.
Wow. So, you know what, and you don't notice it because I've been a Canadian all my life, but when I go abroad, people always look to me and say, you're from I remember going to England. I went to school in England and I sat at a bar. Those are things you should never go to, kids, okay? But I did at that time. It was a dark part of my life. And I went into a bar and I was sitting and I was, she gave me a pint of Guinness, I think. And it was warm. I've never had warm Guinness. That's just a thing, right? Anyway, and I drink and go, oh gosh. She goes, is there something the matter? She says, is something the matter? I went, oh, this is just warm. I'm so sorry, but I didn't know that this was. She goes, oh my gosh, you must be Canadian. Why? You're apologizing for the beer I gave you. It's my beer. Oh, yeah, I guess so. Anyway, I said, I'll drink it anyway. You don't have to drink it.
No, I insist.
It's okay.
I'll drink it. No, you can have something else. No, she goes, what? You Canadians, I don't get it. Everything, you're sorry about everything. You're apologizing for everything. It's not even yours to apologize for. I just found that amazing. Anyway, you're right about that. That's a neat thing. Are there some other pieces here, quickly, about life and learning? Any aspirations you have, school-wise, what you think you want to do?
What do you mean, what you want?
Well, how about your next credential? You talked about project management.
Project management, yeah.
Something to you that would be cool. Like you said, you don't want to go to university. We chatted yesterday. You don't want to go to university, maybe not get more of a formal piece. But there are, Canada's got many informal, I shouldn't say informal, but less formal, like sitting in the university chair, right?
Yeah.
And like the project management certification, you can do at night at the University of Winnipeg, for example, in the PACE program. That's something you're thinking about?
Yeah, but actually I'm already taking a course on Coursera. That's a course that was created by Google.
Yeah, micro-credential.
Yeah, so I'm taking that one. And I'm hoping that in the future it might help me to get a job in that field, in management or something.
Well, I love it because that. I think you are the poster child for... You don't need to go to University of Red River, and there's all kinds of courses everywhere that you can get to build your skills and to build your credentials. And when you said Coursera, you guys, are you both familiar with Coursera?
Definitely. Yeah, I'm familiar with Coursera.
I'm clueless on that. I'm clueless on a lot
Coursera
of things.
Offers all kinds of courses. And I've taken one in psychology, and you can take, I've taken a course in psychology at Yale University online.
Yeah.
Like the courses are out there. You can get whatever you want, right?
Yeah.
And I think you're on that path. I'm going to get the skills I need to move forward and to keep building my portfolio and my ability to move into management and new opportunities. Yeah. That's cool. And I think the young person today is not necessarily saying, I have to go spend and stop my life for 5 years to go to university and sit in chairs and listen to a professor. I don't think that's going to go on down the road. I just think people are going to start taking charge of themselves, saying, I'll get the education I need to move forward, and I'll do it on my terms, not on the university's terms. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. And you're thinking that way for the project management opportunity, right?
Yeah, and especially because of the cost of the universities. Like the cost of it is insane, and people end up being in... how do you say
debt.
Debt. Yeah. Been in debt, crazy debt.
Yes. Like, well, the average debt for a student in Canada is close to $30,000. The average debt. If you go to the U.S., you'll be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt if you choose a university of renown.
Yeah, and that's actually why I hate Canada. That's one of the reasons, because education is expensive and housing is expensive too.
Mm-hmm. Well, the housing is, yes. But I think you're doing it the right way. If you're short of cash, you have to make some calls, you want to be in control of things, places like Coursera can build badges and credentialing. I think that employers are going to start to value more and more, and they are.
Are we sponsored by Coursera?
No.
No.
Hi, oops. Coursera.
Coursera.
You
Coursera, we love you so much.
I go to their webinars all the time. I do.
Yeah, it's a really good site, too.
They spit out great reports on skills and skills that are needed for the 21st century. Sir, we're going to do something interesting with you right now. So we do something called Quick Cues.
Ooh.
And Ashley, this is interesting. Okay. You're in charge of it next week, so pay close attention to how this works. And we'll see if Andre can do this. It's always kind of lame, I'll be honest with you. It's one of the lamest things we do.
And I'm a lame guy. And so if I can make this not lame, I will bring up my reputation.
He's the king of lame. So we're looking for opportunity for it. You need to answer. He's going to explain how it works.
All right, so quick cues. These are quick questions. QQs, if you want to call them that. But I'm going to ask you a question, this or that, and you just, as quickly as you can, first thing to come to mind, give that answer. Like, say, for example, I go, you know, dogs or cats? You go, cats or dogs, you know, whichever one.
Okay.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Perfect, you're ready. Let's do it. Iced coffee on a snowy day or hot coffee in a heat wave?
Hot coffee.
Hot coffee. Pets who can talk or babies who can talk?
Pets can talk.
Rich and famous or rich and unknown?
Rich and famous.
Family or friends?
Family.
Being too hot or being too cold?
Being too hot.
All caps or lowercase?
All caps.
AirPods or wireless headphones?
Wireless headphones.
Pause time or rewind time?
Rewind time.
Gold or silver?
Gold.
Disney or Pixar?
Pixar.
Perfect. Those are all our questions. Thank you very much.
Oh, that's a new batch.
Yeah.
What does it mean? Like, what does all it mean?
It doesn't mean
I have no idea what it means.
It's a fun game we like to play just to kind of bring up the mood, you know?
We're going to change our title to Adventures in Lameville.
Okay. That was fun.
I tried hard on these. What's the problem with this one?
No, what it is.
What's the bad question? Last time
Sir,
it was.
What it means is it's just a quick way to get to know some little things that you may or may not be interested in. Quick little quirks about yourself. Because we ask lots of deep questions here, right?
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
But these aren't deep. These are just, are you into dogs, into cats?
Yeah.
Are you a Tim's or Starbucks? Which one?
None.
Oh my gosh.
None.
So where do you drink your coffee?
I don't drink coffee anymore.
Give it some more time and they'll start liking double
coffee.
Doubles.
Yeah, I quit coffee.
Double doubles.
I'm on my fourth cup, I think.
Is that why you're drinking? That's
why I quit.
You would always come to our room too.
I'm wired when I go to your room.
Yeah.
This guy comes to everybody's class only for the coffee.
Exactly.
He'll walk into our class to go, oh, I'm just making some coffee real quick.
Yes, and then they get the presentation of their lives.
Yeah.
That guy's on fire up there. Anyway, didn't mean to scream into the microphone. No. Anyway. So, Sirhai, I hope you had some fun. Do you have any, if you had to give some advice to a young person trying to make their way in the world, what would you tell them?
I would tell them, just listen to your heart, do what you really want to do, but think about your future. Like, do what you want to do, but keep in mind your future.
That's profound. For a young man, that's you're amazing. Quite profound.
We have to climb the tallest mountains for this.
You do have to think, right? The key word that you said there was think.
Yeah.
And I believe when we just absorb, and consume without thinking or reflecting, we're going to make wrong calls.
Absolutely.
And I think you're a thinker. I've always thought that about you. And I think you're going to make the right calls. I can see you beginning to make the right calls and the kinds of work you want to do. So, hey, I was glad to work with you last year. I think you're a special, talented young man. I think something good's going to happen to you. I hope you get reunited with your family.
Thank you.
I think that's important. And I hope you connect to some of those friends that are all over the world who are thinking, I wonder what Sirhai's up to today. So I wish you well, sir. I'm really, really glad you're a part of our podcast. And
pleasure. We have one question.
A part of our team. Do you have something else?
We have a final question. What is the greatest podcast? This was supposed
to be
the quick
question.
Oh my gosh.
I forgot the most important question, but that's okay. What is the greatest podcast of all?
What is your favorite podcast?
What is your favorite podcast?
Of course, this one.
Of
course, that's why it was lame. That was supposed to be in the actual podcast, so I don't want to. Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Oh, man. Am I fired?
You are fired.
Oh man.
Thank you, Sir High, for being a part of it. And Ashley, you're our first new co-host of the year.
Yes.
What a pleasure having you on. I hope you had some fun.
Yes, I did.
Sir, I hope you had some fun.
Yeah, I had some fun.
This was good.
Did Andrew have some fun?
I love this young man. He's become like a son to me. I can treat him like a son. Get to work.
Next
week you're going to start working in my backyard, hauling bricks and things.
Absolutely.
All right. And I like it. Can you get me my cigars? I'd appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Where's my fedora? Anyway, I appreciate this. And that's it for another edition of Adventures in Greenland.